You're listening to SBS News.
Pfizer says a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine appears to offer important protection against the new Omicron variant. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech tested how well vaccine-produced antibodies could neutralize Omicron in lab dishes. They found significant weakening after the standard two doses, but a booster dose increased antibody levels by 25 times. Mikhail Dolsten, Pfizer's chief scientific officer, welcomed the results.
We are very pleased to share that our released laboratory data show that people vaccinated with a third boost generate a robust level of neutralizing antibody against a new, highly mutated Omicron variant.
The companies say two doses still may protect against severe illness. He says vaccine makers are already changing their vaccine recipes to create an Omicron-specific dose in case it's needed.
To be certain to have all options on the table as we come out in March to April, we are full steam ahead in planning for the Omicron variant vaccine and are continuing to make progress day by day, week by week, and expect to be in a regulatory filing for emergency use authorization in March and start rolling it out possibly during that month.
United States President Joe Biden has welcomed the news from Pfizer.
I have there's some good news this morning. The Pfizer lab report came back saying that the expectation is that the existing vaccines protect against Omicron, but if you get the booster, you're really in good shape. And so that's very encouraging. That's the lab report. There's more study going on. But that's very, very encouraging.
The variant's global spread suggests it could have a major impact on the COVID-19 pandemic. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the time to contain it is now, before more Omicron patients are hospitalized.
Even though we still need answers to some crucial questions, we're not defenseless against Omicron or Delta. The steps countries take today and in the coming days and weeks will determine how Omicron unfolds. If countries wait until their hospitals start to fill up, it's too late. Don't wait. Act now. We're running out of ways to say this, but we will keep saying it.
A South Africa health official says that's already happening in her country. Dr. Wasila Jassat, who monitors the week-on-week increases in hospitalization, says there has been a sharp rise in hospital admissions in the country. She says the transmissibility of the variant means that even though the percentage of cases admitted to hospital is relatively low, the overall increase in the number of infections caused record numbers of hospitalizations.
It's certain that Omicron is driving this resurgence. And it's quite likely that it is highly transmissible, although we still await some of the data. But looking on the daily increases, the high reproductive number, the week-on-week increases in cases in hospital admissions, it's very likely that this is a highly transmissible variant that's responsible for the spread.
Dr. Jassat says most of those hospitalized are unvaccinated. Omicron, discovered late last month, carries an unusually large number of mutations, and scientists are racing to learn how easily it spreads, whether it causes illness that is more serious or milder than other coronavirus types, and how much it might evade the protection of prior vaccinations. To Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government cannot indefinitely keep imposing COVID-19 restrictions on daily life just because some people won't get vaccinated.
I want to be absolutely clear with you. I don't believe we can keep going indefinitely non-pharmaceutical interventions. I mean restrictions on people's way of life. A substantial proportion of the population still, sadly, has not got vaccinated. And I think we're going to need to have a national conversation about the way forward and the other things that we can do to protect those who are hard to reach, who haven't got vaccinated for one reason or another, who may have medical reasons why they can't get vaccinated, other ways of of protecting them.
Mr. Johnson has again imposed tougher COVID-19 restrictions in England, ordering people to work from home, wear masks in public places, and use vaccine passes in a bid to slow the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.